Program 7. Hello everyone, and welcome to this dance. We are beginning with an excellent starter, the jig Ecclefechan Feline by Bob McMurtry. This dance is also very useful for teaching reflection or mirror reels in the same way that the RSCDS dance New Year Jig teaches right shoulder reels. The only part which I find I need to stress is that the dance down from bar 17 is for 3 bars only. Then once ones get back to the top, they have 2 full bars to cast off as 2 step up and not before. As yet, there is no recording for this dance, and I have always used Sarah's favourite, the opening track from Gordon Shan's Reels and Wheels CD. And I said as yet there is no recording, because Gordon Shand will be putting a track similar to Sarah's favourite on the Recorded Highlights CD, which he is recording for me soon, and this will be named Ecclefechan Feline. So that was Gordon Shand's Sarah's Favourite on his 2001 CD for RSCDS Falkirk called Reels and Wheels. Ecclefechan has a few claims to fame. It is the birthplace of the essayist, satirist and historian Thomas Carlyle in 1795. Robert Burns composed a song entitled The Lass of Ecclefechan. Oh, Willie, of the Sunday Post fame, once got a day off school for spelling Ecclefechan correctly. And the Jocks and the Geordies of the Dandy reminisced of the Great Battle of Ecclefechan. Local produce includes Ecclefechan tart and a blended whisky called the Fechan, which gained notoriety with the tagline, Give us the Fechan whisky. We'll move on. The next dance is another favourite of my class which I mentioned last week, when we have five couples. A good thing about square set dances is that a progression involves all couples, not just some of them, as in a 3-in-4 couple set dance, and this makes them more popular with beginners. The Anniversary Tensum was written by Barry Priddy for Sutton Coalfield's RSCDS 10th Anniversary. Another dance for which there is not yet a recording, and in the meantime, I use the 9610, as recorded by David Cunningham Sr. on the Leeds Silver Thistle Collection CD in 1998. That was David Cunningham and his band. For our 8x Strathspey this week, we will go to New Zealand for a dance I referred to a couple of weeks ago, the Cashmere Shawl by Ian Boyd. This dance, for first couple, has a right-left alternating hand sequence throughout. And it is hand only, doesn't apply to shoulders in the half reels of four with the corners. I contacted Ian with the question, was it a left shoulder pass between the two half reels, as that would fit the sequence? but the answer was no. Right shoulder, because there is plenty of music to use up, so a longer right shoulder would be better than a shorter left shoulder pass. So there we are, hands only, sequences right, left, etc. There is only one recording for this dance, so we will hear the Colin Dewar Quartet on Special Requests Volume 3, again from 1998.
Thank you.
That was Colin Dewar, playing for the Kashmir Shawl with the lead tune by Jeanette Gibb. Staying in New Zealand, this next jig is Camo Carousel, devised by Eddie West in 2004. For the many friends from Camo and Whangarei SCD clubs who have helped me try out dances at Camo. The dance includes set and rotate for three couples, which Eddie attributes to another New Zealand deviser, Barry Skelton, who devised Pelorus Jack. The recommended lead tune is the Bugle Call Two-Step by Felix Burns, and so the only recording is by Australian David South and his band, called The Travelling Dancers on his Cardinia Capers CD from 1999.
Thank you.
So that was the Bugle Call two-step and Liberty Bell as the Travelling Dancers, played by David South and his Scottish Dance Band. Time for a dedication, and this is for Billy Bain, half of the Dandy Dancing Duo from Aberdeen. The Glen Craig Band will play for the 6x48 bar reel Never at Sea, and there is only one chord, so fours, fives and sixes need to start on opposite sides. Never at Sea, devised by John Haddo for Lynn Eddington's 60th birthday. Lynn was a meteorological officer in the Women's Royal Naval Service, the Wrens. Their role, when founded in 1917, was to release men for sea service by taking over shore jobs, hence their original motto, Never at Sea. It was not until 1990, after Lynn had left the service, that Wrens became fully operational members of the Royal Navy, able to go to sea as part of their service. And why only one chord on this recording? When preparing to record, Nicol McLaren contacted John Haddo, and this was his choice. My abiding memory of this dance, possibly the first time I danced it, was on my first dancing trip to Scotland about 10 years ago. And the first night, we went to a Saturday night dance in Dunblane. Nicol was playing, with a 5-piece band, and we paid £4 on the door to get in. There were, I think, 22 dances on the programme, just a short tea break mid-evening, and the last two dances were the 8x48 bar jig, The Pines of Pitlochry, and then Never at Sea with a full encore. Welcome to Scotland, I thought. I did later find out that I was lucky to hit a night just before a Take the Floor appearance, hence the full band for a practice session. Our next dance is a square set Strass Bay, and again, no dedicated recording. I was introduced to this dance at a Coventry Thistle Tea dance, I think, and decided to teach it at Peterborough, so had a practice session at the Sunday class first. I chose this track as I thought it felt a bit French, and then on the Tuesday when I got to Peterborough, Hedley Goodman, who looked after the music then, said to me, I don't know what you wanted, but I think this sounds good, and he'd picked the self-same track. So, the dance is Girardet House, and the music is The Dancing Domini by George Meikle and the Lothian Band. More explanations afterwards. Thank you. Okay, back to the beginning again with this dance, which I believed to be called Girardet House. Francis Carr had written another dance called Le TGV, so I was in French mode, hence my choice of music. Trying to research the dance at the time only turned up that Girardet House was a hotel in Essen, Germany, which hosted some Scottish dances. Girardet, meanwhile, was a French artist who had painted a coffee house in a particular style. Now I can't find any of this on Google, so just play along with me that I was off on what turns out to be a complete red herring. The dance name is spelt with the extra R, Girardet House, and the Essen connection is correct. Still, George Meikle's The Dancing Domino is an excellent recording, and we now think of it as the right music. On to a well-known but a bit different jig. The Wee Cooper of Fife is a 40-bar two-couple dance, but with 10-bar phrasing rather than the standard 8. We will have 6 times through, so Anne Smith up in Shetland, this is for you, to make up for the Strathspey earlier. Colin Dewar on Special Requests, Volume 4. Flying Jew's band playing for the wee Cooper of Fife. Straight on to the next dance, which is for Patricia Wilson. Robert Whitehead and the Danelaw band will play for the Fife couple dance, Cadham Wood. Cadham Wood was composed by Adam Rennie, who lived in Cooper Angus, not far from the wood at Kirriemuir. J. M. Barrie also used Cadham Wood as a setting in his novel The Little Minister, published circa 1890. As for the dance itself, the story goes, one evening at a summer school ball in St. Andrews, during one of the reels, the band started to play the tune Cadham Wood. Miss Jean Milligan immediately stopped the dance and informed the band, in no uncertain terms, that the tune was not one which she had selected for them to play, and furthermore, that as the tune was a pipe march, it should never be used for country dancing. The following day, she complained in class about the use of pipe tunes, modern dances in general, and five-couple dances in particular. This dance was devised and walked through that very afternoon to commemorate the significant event which had occurred the previous evening. From one summer school director to another, in 2015, when Ruby Wilkinson retired as summer school director, Alastair Brown wrote her a dance, and it was then published in RSCDS Book 52, with Jim Lindsay and his band playing on the CD for Ruby Wilkinson's Farewell to Cranshaws. That was Jim Lindsay and his band. And the tunes were Ruby Wilkinson of Cranshaws by George Meikle, Blair Drummond, which is a pipe tune, how appropriate after the previous story, and Miss Anne Rutherford by Walter Rutherford. Our last dance this week is possibly the favourite of my own dances. I mentioned last week that I liked John Newbern's reel. Listening to it, particularly the B part, made me think of a question and answer, suggestion and counter-suggestion, sort of courtship. Polite, reserved, probably more Jane Austen than Joanna Trollope. I wrote the dance, and Marion recorded the music. And with all my recordings, I do not hear anything until I receive the completed CD. I trust my bands 100%, as they are selling themselves on the CD. Marion did say, "I hope you like it." Courting can be full of excitement, a variety of emotions, passion, and surprises. This version could be bars 1 to 8, the Inveran reels, everyone passing each other in the course of the day, maybe at work. Bars 9 to 22, corners pass and gypsy turn, drinks in the pub after work with various people checking out the talent. Bars 23 to 32, this couple have clicked and introduce each other to their friends. Bars 33 to 40, three couple allemande, definitely a couple amongst other couples. The modern alternative title, speed dating.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed that dance and the music from Marian Anderson and her band from the Sunday Class Dance Book 2. Marie Fielding joined Marian, Graham, Izzy and Max for that recording. After our wild courtship dancing, I thought we'd play out this week with a waltz by Ian Robertson called Life, Love and Loss from Robertson, A Musical Heritage. Poignant title for many. My usual thanks to Derek and Ewan and those behind the scenes at Radio GH. To you all for tuning in and for the kind comments which get posted on the various Facebook shows. Keep the requests coming in and I'll try to include as much as I can. Keep sane and look forward to next week.